Okay, we are in Likutei Moharan, in that third paragraph in page 90 that we talked about. Uklala davar, the rule of that thing, the me'od yakar, that it's very
precious,
hakisufin, the desire, v'ishtokekut, and the good will. Ledavar shebikdusa, to a holy thing. Because by those wills, nithaven nefesh, the nefesh, the neshama, the spirit, been created. Benigmar al yedei hadibur kanal, and it's been happening, actually, exist by the words that we're speaking in our hitvodedut. Ve'yotzeh mitgalgel, and it goes out and rolling in the world. Velifamim, and sometimes mitgalgel ubah nefesh dikdusha, the Holy Spirit is coming letoch harasha, into a wicked man, an evil man. Venoflim lo hirurei tshuva, and he's got thoughts of tshuva. Vetuchal achziro lamutav, and you have the ability to help him to go straight, to be good, like all of the baalei tshuva. That's exactly their life story. Vechen lehefech, and also chas v'shalom, the opposite. Kama ra'ot, how many bad things, gormim ha-kisufin, causing the bad desire, ledavara, to bad things, the lust for bad things, chas v'shalom. Ki ha-nefesh she-nithava al-yedei ha-kisufin, kisufin ra'im, because the spirit that been created by the bad will. Bad will, ra, is first letters of ratzon atzmi, selfish will. It's also bad. Even if you want to learn Torah out of a selfish will, it calls bad. It doesn't call good. I want to learn Torah now. Why they're bothering me to learn Torah? Why they're stopping me, holding me back from doing my hitvodedut? It's bad. It's very bad. Chas v'shalom. Because the spirit that's been created by bad will runs sometimes into a righteous man and can make him sin. Spirit is something that flies in the air. He's just walking somewhere and he's breathing, he's inhaling your bad thoughts. And this is it, and you can sin. Because you were sitting in front of your television, in front of I don't know what, and you had horrible lusts and desires, and you created spirits. And if you also said, mentioned those horrible words with your mouth, I want to do this, I have to do that, you mamash created spirits. Neshamot, souls, demons, that are going and causing damage in the world. And someone that even righteous men can fall in that trap, chas v'shalom, and fail because of your bad thoughts. Vezeh bechinat, and this is what it's written. Yesh hevel asher na'asa la'aretz v'chulei. There is a steam that's been created above the earth and above the ground. Hevel, this steam, hu bechinat hevel pe, it's an aspect of breath. Shemisham yotzim anfashot, that from there the spirits are coming out from. We need to realize how much power each and every one of us have. How much power to decide. Chaim v'mavet b'yad ha-lashon. Life and death in the hands of the tongue. Mamash, what are you going to say? You're going to set life and death, chas shalom. Lo aleinu. V'al yedei zeh, and by that it can be the next part of the verses in Kohelet. Yesh tzadikim, there are righteous people. Asher magia alehem, that it's coming to them. Actions like of the wicked people, like you can see today, avrechim with iPhones and stuck in nonsense, going with boots of cowboys to the mall, sitting 10 hours learning Gemara and then going with their customs to the mall. It's not logic. An avrech that sits and learns Torah, dressed like a model, and his wife, she's a supermodel, and going to the mall. It cannot be. It's just because of bad thoughts of other people, and those bad thoughts created spirits, and those spirits are going, penetrating, drilling their way carving their way to righteous people, to avrechim that sits and learn Torah. Al yedei shemitgalgel letochan nefesh mikisufim ra'im. Just by that, the spirit roll into them, a contaminated spirit from bad will, from bad desire, enter to those poor people. People are sitting and learning Torah, and suddenly they have bad thoughts inside of their minds, and they don't know what to do with it. Or they're walking back home, and suddenly they have horrible thoughts in their minds, and they were pure a few hours ago. You can see pure kids, children that are holy, learned in Talmud Torah, and suddenly they become to be corrupted. In the age of 15, 16, they mamash become to be demons, with peot, with... You're asking yourself, how can it be? It's because of bad thoughts of other people. Bad words, lashon hara, that kills, got a lot of power. Our words, our mouth, the ability to talk, is the ability of the Creator, of Hashem Yitbarach. And He, with His words, created the world. And when we are talking, we're creating new land, ground, and new heaven, earth and heaven. And we need to know that we're creating. And we have that power to life or chas v'shalom, for death. This is why everyone should watch his mouth. Even if you have bad desires and lusts, not to talk about it. To confess on it in the field. To come to ask for an advice from your rabbi, from someone that is able to give you an advice. But even sometimes in Sichat Chaverim, when people are sitting and chatting, and between the friends, he thinks now that his friend can help him. And he's sharing with him his own lusts and desires, and he can push his friend, Chas Shalom, to hell with those thoughts. Because his friend never thought about it, and he's not in that place. And if you think that your friend is contaminated like you, it means that you have a problem. You should always know that you're the worst one. So why to contaminate his thoughts, his mind, with your thoughts, Chas V'Shalom? And you're telling him, you know, I have this, I have that, and you're sharing with him, and you're sending him to a new journey in hell. He doesn't know how to deal with it, he doesn't have your Yetzirah. Just now he got it, special delivery from you. She just gave him your Yetzirah as a free gift. So you need to know with who to talk. You need to talk to someone that have the ability to accept what that you have and not to be damaged by that thing. Because it's all coming from that spirit that rolling into someone from his bad desire. V'yesh reshaim, and there are wicked people, evil people, shemagia alehem, that reach to them, kemaseh tzadikim, like the actions of righteous people, those are bale tshuva. Al yedei shemitgalgel letochan, by that rolls into them, nefesh, a spirit, mikisufin tovi, from good will of someone. Someone was just learning and doing it bodedut and said, please Rabbeinu, help me to be a good Jew. And those words are going and rolling to someone that now sitting smoking weed in the United States, and suddenly saying, oh, maybe I'm going to put tefillin today. Inside of the smoke curtain that he's got, suddenly he sees a Haredi, saying, oh wow, interesting, maybe also going to go to the shul. Look neat to be Haredi, looks cool to be Haredi. And suddenly goodwill, good desire wakes up in his language, in his place, and it's all your fruits that you made it by the door, that you revealed your goodwill and take it out with your mouth, with your lips. Velifamim, and sometimes Hatzadik, the righteous man, Metaken hanefesh ra, he is fixing the bad spirit shemitgalgel elav, that roll into him. Means sometimes a righteous man can receive a bad spirit that came out of bad thoughts of one of his students, one of the people outside, and when it's coming to him, Chas Shalom, to try to damage him, he's got the ability to conquer that, to digest it, to fix it. V'chen ha'rasha, and also the evil man, the wicked man, mekalkel, he can spoil ha'nefesh kedosha shemitgalgel letocho, the Holy Spirit that rolls into him. Not always people become to be ba'al le'tshuva. Sometimes people like those can have a hirhur tshuva and not to use it as something for Kedusha at all. Just they're taking advantage of that knowledge, of that spirit that they're containing now, to use it against Charedim, against religious people. The Yetzara is too strong. And now they learned also a few Gemarot or something, and they also, I was keeping Shabbat also, he's saying to you. I know what you're talking about. I was learning in Yeshiva when I was your age. He's got what he's spoiling, he's ruining the Holy Spirit that he received and contaminating it. But in the beginning, בעת שמגיע הנפש, when the spirit just comes into the man, על זה אמר הכתוב, on that the verse said, יש צדיקים, there are righteous people, שמגיע, that to them reach, וכו', because, כי בוודאי נופלים לו הרהורי עבירה, for sure he's got bad thoughts, thoughts of sins, בעת שמגיע אליו נפש רעה, in the time that a bad spirit is coming to him, מכיסופין רעים, from bad desire. This is for sure. When a man contains, חס ושלום, bad spirits, for sure he's going to have bad thoughts. אך אחר כך, and after it, after a while, אפשר שתחתיאו, it can be that it's also going to force him to sin. It will not going to finish with bad will. It's going to finish with bad actions, chas v'shalom. But ve'efshar shu yetaken hanefesh. It can be also that he's going to fix that spirit on the righteous man. V'chen yesh reshaim shemagia v'chulei. But also there are wicked people, evil people, that good thoughts are coming to them. שנופלים לו בוודאי הרהורי תשובה. So for sure that those evil people are going to receive holy thoughts of tshuva, of regret, of goodwill, to do something good with their lives. In the time, בעת שהגיע אליו נפש קדושה, that holy spirit came to him מכיסופין קדושים, from holy will of someone else. אך אחר כך, but after a while, אפשר שהוא יקלקל הנפש קדושה. It can be that he's going to spoil that holy spirit, או שתחזירו למוטב, or that it's going to take him to be straight, to come to a good place. So it's an option, it depends. וזה סוד, and this is the secret of נפילת אפיים. How do you say נפילת אפיים? Bowing after in vidu in tachon, falling in the face, nefilat apayim, shekavanato, that the intention of it lehaalot hanefesh, to rise the spirits, means that when you're doing nefilat apayim, when you're going down, you need to have a certain intention that when you're going to climb up, you're taking spirits with you, you're rising. Like Rabbeinu said that he's moshech bapeot, he's pulling with his peot. Like I told you that story that one of the people said that he dreamt that he had a clinical death, he died, and he was in court in heaven, and he saw that the verdict mamash was against him, he was guilty, and suddenly he saw Rav Shalom, he was a student of Arav, and he saw Arav, and he told him, Arav, he was shouting to Arav from the stage, Shalom Aleichem. So he was shouting to Arav, and mamash, Arav was... We have a good important message for Nachman.
Baruch Hashem, יש לנו מבצע תנאי דיבור בישיבה.
Thanking Hashem, we have a מבצע, a sale, something important. Fasting from talking, stopping from talking.
יש לי שלוש תורמים.
We have three donors.
שהם תורמים לי שלוש מלגות.
That they are donating.
לאברכים.
Three amounts of money for אברכים.
שיעמדו בעשרה סדרים תנאי דיבור בחודש. יש 40 סדרים בחודש.
You understand in 10 times of limud quietly in the yeshiva in a month. 10 means out of 40. You need to decide, ones that wants need to decide if they want to take the morning or the afternoon seder, and not to talk nothing except of Torah, except of Limud Torah. If you're taking that, there are people that are willing to pay to support the Avrachim that are gonna be quiet. In the end of the month, you're bringing those papers to Rav Nachman. We're gonna make a mailbox like that. You're putting it.
שלוש
הדרכים כל מילה שנתקיד להם לחשבון של המשך. הבנתי, אז זה לא דבר שכל אחד מקבל, כל מי שעושה את זה.
לא, במיתן יש לי שלוש מלגות. אני עכשיו יש לי כבר אופציה למלגה רביעית. אני מחפש
עכשיו תורמים לדבר הזה. הרב נחמן is looking for more donors. Now he's got something private. Three people, one second. Three people gonna receive money on that. If they're gonna be more people, so they're gonna make a lottery between the people that made it, who gonna receive more? Now Rav Nachman said that he's got a fourth donor potential. He's looking for more, and it's worth it to try. Just to be quiet, it's very good.
But the שלוש מכל הישיבה.
Three people, it's a lottery from the
ישיבה. אברכים, גם לבחורים
יש לי גם חיזוק לבחורים.
Also for בחורים and also for אברכים.
אז כמה זמן כל פעם?
בסדר, שלם, מהבוקר, נגיד דוגמה, מ-9 עד 1.
From 9 till 1.
אפשר ללכת לשתות קפה בלי לדבר, ללכת להתענות, סליחה שאני אומר, צריך להגיד את זה.
ומה הסדר השני?
או, הסדר השני, 1 מה-2. 10 סדרים בחודש, יש 40 סדרים בחודש בערך, 44, מתוך זה 10 סדרים, אני לא תרפה
לכם. 10 times a month you need to...
כמובן, הזמן הזה לא מדברים בטלפון, לא כלום, יושבים, לומדים. אלא אם כן, יש פיקוח נפש, משהו אחר.
10 ימים בתוך חודש.
10 חצי יום. מסעות טובות.
תודה רבה, אנחנו...
יש פה דפים, אחרי זה לקרוא מהרב.
Everyone that wants can go to the fire. Thank you very much. Nice. So this is that secret of falling on the face. Shekavanato, the intention of that falling להעלות הנפש, to rise the spirit. בבחינות, in the aspects of העלאות מיינוקווין, to rise the water that's under, that low, that are crying. ולעשות ייחוד, and to make ייחוד, spiritual mating. שעל ידי הכיסופין וההשתוקקות, because by the desire and the will, שזה בחינות, that it's an aspect of העלאת מי נוקבין כידוע, of rising those poor water that are crying, to rise them back, up back to Hashem. Look about it, what Ramelo is teaching us, something so practical, something that mamash everyone can do, to want Hashem. You don't need to have nothing else, and by that, mamash, you're saving souls, you're saving spirits, people that are so low, people that are suffering, that they feel so far from Hashem, that they don't know how to connect themselves to Hashem. You should believe in your powers, that with your goodwill and desire that you're revealing, opening your mouth in front of Hashem and sharing with Him and telling Him, you're just rising people, you're saving lives. Anefesh asher asu b'charan, the spirits, the souls that they made in Charan. מזה בעצמו, by that, נעשה נפש, becomes a spirit, create a spirit, ונתעלה ונעשה ייחוד וזיווג כנל, becomes that ייחוד וזיווג, that spiritual mating like we learn. על ידי הכיסופין, by those holy desires, נעשין הנפשות, the spirits been created, שהם בחינות נקודות, that those are aspects of vowels, ונזדווגו הנפשות וכו', and the spirits been made, and etc. וזה בחינות זיווגן, and it's an aspect of what it's written, זיווגן והצטרפותן של הנקודות, that the vowels and the letters been joined, been made, שהם בחינות זיווגי הנפשות, that it's aspects of matings of the spirits, ועל ידי הנקודות, and by those vowels, נזדבגו ונצטרפו האותיות. The letters combined and joined to become words. וזה בחינות זיווגי הגופות. And it's an aspect of the matings of the bodies. The matings of the souls is the matings of the will, of the spirits. And the matings of the bodies, it's an aspect of matings of the letters, of the words, that they contain a word. וזה שכתוב, and this word that's written, לא היבית אבן ביעקב, that Hashem is not looking on the sins, on the אבונות of עם ישראל, על דרך שדרשו רבותינו זיכרונם לברכה, like that הקדוש רבותינו taught us, מחשבה רעה, bad thoughts, אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מצרפה למעשה. הקדוש ברוך הוא is not joining it, is not combining it to actions. Means if now, חס ושלום, a Jew had a bad thought, so הקדוש ברוך הוא is not judging him according to that bad thought. Only if he really made a bad action, so based on that, he's going to be judged. But if a non-Jew got a bad thought, he's going to be judged on that bad thought like an action. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not waiting until he's going to make an action to judge him on that. Why? Because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo hibit aven beYaakov. He's not looking on the bad things of Am Yisrael. Actually, the secret of all of that, why? It looks like it's not justice, it's not right. He's got a bad thought and he's going to be punished on that. And you have a bad thought and not like nothing happened. So why it's like that? So the secret is that the real will of a Jew is good, is not to do nothing bad. And this is why bad thoughts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not immediately connecting it with his will. He knows that it's his Yetzer Hara. But a non-Jew, his inner will is not that good, let's say that carefully. It's not that good to know that he will not going to do it. So if he had a bad thought, actually it's his own bad thought. It's not of his Yetzer Hara. A lot of Gerim that came and made Giyur, they explained that the difference that they felt after converting was that fact that they started to have a Yetzer Hara. Before of that, they didn't felt the Yetzer Hara so much. They didn't feel, they had those bad thoughts, but it was them. It were their thoughts. And after that they made a Giyur, after the Mikveh, they suddenly felt that they are something else. And those thoughts, the same thoughts that they had before, are foreign. They're not them anymore. It's something that stopping them means that they received something else inside. They received the Neshama. Yesterday someone from our students here told me about a friend that we have, that we haven't met him yet, but he's our friend, that is watching our YouTubes all of the time, every day, he and his family. And they're in a process of converting, and maybe in the beginning of it, the will is very, very strong. But they're not there yet. They haven't done that. But Mamash, he is expressing himself with his mouth to say so many important things, how much he loves Am Yisrael, and how much he is willing to sacrifice for Jewish people, and that he is donating money and giving, supporting families of Jewish people. So I said to Yitzi, to the one that told me, I told him, look, he received the Neshama already before of the converting. He's already a Jew inside. He's just looking for that door, for that window, for that more than welcome to come. Mamash, but the issue is
that he's giving money, you know he doesn't have the SR.
No. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. A lot of generous people we have, included you, Baruch Hashem, that help us to establish that amazing program, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we all live Yetzer Hara, Baruch Hashem. So, Hamash, we need to know that it's all spiritual. It's a very, very spiritual process of how a man find the light of his own neshama inside. And it's something that no rabbanut and no badatz and no edah haredit can decide really, bottom line, to say if you're a Jew or not. People have mistakes. The real truth is what the Hashem thinks, and there are people that think they are Jewish and they're not, and there are people that think that they are goyim and they're not. One of the people here from the yeshiva, that he converted, and his wife also converted, and they came to one of the righteous people, Mamash, that got divine spirit, and came to him, and he told the husband that the wife wasn't supposed to make giyur at all. She was Jewish already before. She was Jewish! They had a doubt. They thought maybe, but they weren't sure, so she converted. But actually she was Jewish already before. So sometimes you can think you're a goy, and actually you're you don't know who are you at all. You don't know what's going to be with you also. You can live like an Israeli in Eretz Israel, and you're a goy. And you're a goy. You don't have no connection, no attachment to the Kedusha. You don't like Kedusha, you hate to hear about Batei Knesiyot and Batei Midrashot, Haredi makes you stressed, you don't like it, you cannot hear about it, you just like sports and movies about Inquisitia. And this is it. And you think that you like history, but actually you like to see blood. You're telling yourself that you're a history fan.
Academic.
Academic.
Intellectual.
And actually, you just like to see blood, and this is it. And you're Edomi, from the seed of Edom. And you're not aware of that. You're Edomi, dressed as a Jew. Today in the Gemara, we saw something amazing. I was scaring the students a little bit with it. I want to share it with you. Rabbi Yisai, Gemara Masechet Bruches. It's ממש amazing. I was wrong. I said that it's in page Lamed Zayin, but it's page Lamed Chet. No, it's not. I'm sorry. Again, I'm wrong. Baruch Hashem. No, it's in Nun Zayin, like I said. I have two sdarim in Masechet Brachot, Baruch Hashem. So, the Gemara in page Nun Vav Amud Bet, and then following to page Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, is talking about dreams. And the Gemara over there is saying that if a man had a dream that he's standing naked in the street, outside, so it's the interpretation of that dream depend in the place that he was standing in. If he was in Babel, means outside of Eretz Israel, so if he saw himself with no clothes, so it's a good sign. It means that all of his avonot been erased. But if he saw himself standing naked in Eretz Israel, so it means that he's naked from Torah and Mitzvot. Great. And the Gemara is not explaining why. Those are two signs. If you saw yourself naked outside of Eretz Israel, it means that you're clean, no avonot. If you saw yourself naked in Eretz Israel, it means that you're naked from Torah and Mitzvot. Adrabah, you're very far. It's a bad sign. Rashi, Holy Rashi, is explaining. Amazing. Ramash, amazing. Rashi, on the left side, there are two sides of Rashi. On the left side of Rashi, the first one in that side, Rashi is saying, Belochet, if the man saw himself outside of Eretz Israel, standing with no clothes, so it's a good sign, like that he doesn't have no sin at all. Why? Rashi is explaining, Lefi Shechul, because that outside of Eretz Israel, En la zechuyot, there is no merits over there. Ela avon yesh b'yishivata. Just there is only sin sitting over there. Only sin. Veze ha'omed arum, and the one that is standing naked, belo otam avonot. He is without those sins. This is it. The success over there is to be naked. Is to be mamash with nothing in your hands. If you have something, you have avonot in your hands. Because chutz la'aretz, outside of Eretz Israel, en la zchuyot, doesn't have no merits. Ela, just, avon yesh b'yishivata. A sin there is in sitting over there, outside of Eretz Israel. This is it.
Rashi didn't live in Israel.
Rashi lived in France. And he knew that, and he wrote it.
Yeah.
He's admitting. Mamash, mamash, mamash. So strong. Here, when you're naked, it means that you don't have mitzvot. Great, you need to dress yourself, you need to work on yourself, you can develop. Over there, if you're developing, you're just sinning more. If you're achieving, you're just sinning more. You cannot grow over there because there's no merits over there. Only sin and sitting over there. This is it. And if you're dressed, you're dressed with the avonot. If you're naked, so you're clean. You don't have the avonot.
The more in Marcos, it says like this. The more in Marcos says, if you get tried outside of Eretz Israel and you run away to Eretz Israel, you're allowed to be retried, because maybe the merit of coming back into Eretz Israel, coming into Eretz Israel, will find you innocent. But if you get tried inside of Eretz Israel and you run outside of Eretz Israel, you're not allowed, and you're found guilty, you're not allowed to be retried, you're still guilty.
Amazing.
Just from walking into Eretz Israel, you have a new merit and you can be found innocent.
Amazing.
More maka.
Amazing. Look how amazing it is. Mamash. Look.
I don't know.
Look, mamash, amazing thing that now Tzvi said, that when a man now he made a sin, he committed a crime outside of Eretz Yisrael, and now he made that crime in a certain status, in a certain level, he made that crime. Now in the regular court of the world, of Goyim court,
even if they find them,
I'm saying in Goyim court, if now you're gonna judge someone, you're gonna judge him according to the action that he made. But in Jewish court, when he's coming to Eretz Israel, now he got a merit based on something that he made after the crime. And maybe that merit now is changing his status of past. Means that they're judging you according to now, to where you're holding now. Not according to where you've been a few years ago when you were sinning. The truth, the judgment is only on where you're standing now. If you're on your way to Eretz Israel, if you're coming toward to the Kedusha, your sins are not the same as they were. Everything, you can be found innocent. Even if you were very low when you were sinning. The fact that you want to get closer to the Kedusha, amazing. Someone have a tissue?
Thank you.
Thank you. So it's mamash, mamash amazing, mamash amazing. How much we can enjoy, how much we can enjoy, how much we can succeed. So v'ze lo hibit aven, and this is what actually that's written: lo hibit aven, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking on the sins. What it means? Rabbeinu is writing Rashi Tevot. Aven means the sin, means Rashi Tevot, first letters of the words Vay Avda Nefesh. Vay means like oy vey, that we're sighing. Avda Nefesh, he lost that spirit. So, and Aven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aven, a sin, is an aspect of that sighing, that sorrow that men have because he lost the spirit. He sinned, he lost the spirit, he lost a certain good thing that he had. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking on that lust of a spirit. That it's an aspect of desiring and goodwill, like we learned. Hainu means that strong bad will, lust and desires. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzaref. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not combining them. V'zen, this is what it means, lo hibit aven be'yakov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking on vay avda nefesh, on that sigh, on losing the sin. He's not combining it, he's not looking at it. When you're falling, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it's written, b'nfol oivecha al tismach, when your enemies are falling, so don't be happy. Because if you're looking at them, it's not allowed to look on someone that is failing, because you don't want to embarrass him. You saw someone that now mistake, that made something wrong, so you don't look at him, you don't want to embarrass him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like that. He saw that you're falling, he's not looking, he's not, wasn't noticing. A lot of people that are coming to confess to a Rav and telling a Rav, I have this, a Rav, I done that, a Rav is, he's surprised to hear, what? I was thinking that you're such a tzaddik. Really? You have lust? You have desires? Really? Wow, what are you saying? And now he's helping you. Because really he wasn't looking at all. I told you that once there was Avrech in the yeshiva that he had mamash, kama brit, and he was so embarrassed he came to come to Rav Shalom and to talk to him about it. And in the end, after 2 weeks, that he had a horrible Yetzer Hara already, he came to Rav and confessed and told him, Rav, I was in Pogem Babrit, and don't know why I couldn't come to talk to you about it, I felt so bad. So Rav told him, drop your nonsense. I'm not looking on bad things. I'm looking only on the good points of everyone. He doesn't see those. It's a, you had Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara tricked you. Yetzer Hara pushed you. Yetzer Hara failed you. But you're divine. You're Neshama Elokit. You're a holy Jew. He only wants Hashem. This is the truth. It's not a positive way of looking at life. This is the eyes of Hashem. Like that it's written, Ene Hashem LaTzadikim, the eyes of Hashem to the righteous people. He gives those eyes. Not to look on bad things. וזה לא הביט אבן ביעקב, and this is what it means when it's written לא הביט אבן ביעקב, that Hashem is not looking on the sins of יעקב. וזה שכתוב, and this is what it's written, רצון יראה אב יעשה, that the will of the ones that are from Hashem gonna make their will, he's gonna listen to their will. ואל שבעתם ישמע וירשיעם, and to their crying, to their prayers, Hashem gonna hear, listen, and gonna save them. היינו means שצריכים שני הבחינות, that we need those two aspects, רצון ודיבור כנל, will and power of speech, like we learned. כי הרצון, because the will, שהוא הכיסופים, that is the desire, פועל שנעשה הנפש בכוח, it creates the spirit to become in potential. ועל ידי הדיבור, and by the power of speech, יוצא הנפש מכוח אל הפועל, the spirit comes out from potential to actions. ואז נעשה בקשתו, and then his will been answered על ידי by that שמצייר האותיות לטוב, that he's painting the letters to a good place, וכולי כנל וכנל. וזהו, and this is what it's written, רצון יראה אב יעשה, that Hashem gonna make the will of the righteous people. כי על ידי הרצון, because by the will, שהוא הכיסופים, that it's the desire for Hashem, נעשה הנפש בכוח, the spirit comes in potential. ואז נעשה בקשתו ורצונו בכוח, and then his request been answered and his will been answered potentially, he can succeed בחינות, in the aspect of what it's written, רצון יראב יעשה, the will of his יראים, his groom, people, followers, he gonna keep. ואחר כך, but only after it, ושבעתם, their cry, their prayers, שמדברים בפיהם, that they're speaking with their mouths, ההשתוקקות והרצון, their will and their desire, והכיסופים שלהם, and their holy will, על ידי זה, by that, ישמע ויושיעם. Hashem gonna hear them and gonna save them physically. כי על ידי הדיבור, because by the power of speech, נגמר הנפש, you finish creating that spirit, ויוצא מכוח אל הפועל, and you took it out from potential to actions, ואזי נצטיירו האותיות, and by that you were painting the letters, ונעשים כלי לקבל טוב, and they become to be a vessel to contain good. It means that if you're containing good with no prayers, it's good with no vessels. It's like a good shower, that it's nice. It's cleaning you, it's helping you, but you cannot use the water. It's not like water that you have in a barrel, that you can use them many times for many uses. It's something that, all right, you enjoyed, but you lost it. Actually, you don't have nothing from it left over. Only when you're praying and then you're receiving, this is something that you can contain, that you have it for the future to come. When it מלא בקשתו, and then when Hashem is going to fulfill your requests בפועל, actually, like we learned, כי כפי הנפש, because corresponding to the spirit שעושה בכוח או בפועל, that you made in potential or physically, ממש made it, expressed it with your mouth, כן נעשי נקודות לאותיות, according to that becomes vowels to the letters, וכן הצטיירין האותיות, and according to that the letters been painted, drawn, וכך הם פועלים, and by that they gonna work, means achieve things, ועושים בקשתו, and makes his will, ורצונו כנל, and complete his will, like that we learned. ברוך השם. Thank you very much. Thank you.